Hello everyone and welcome to this is Late Night Delights on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. I'm your host Andres. And whoa. Tonight we have, why does it sound so weird? Alright, it should be good now. But tonight we have a pretty crazy mix. The first half is going to be just like mostly like techno. We got some footwork, some rap, just some mostly some hardcore electronic music, some techno in there. And then we're going to make the jump over to the Shadow Realm with SoundCloud and Bandcamp. And that'll be something else. I won't say too much about that. We got some Jersey Club, you know, what else? Some future funk, some mashups, some Brazilian funky, some funky. And I think I'm most excited for that. But not to downplay the first half of the show, but I've just been eyeing my SoundCloud playlist and it's speaking to me. We're going to get up to some absolute tomfoolery, some shenanigans, whatever word you so choose. But for these next three songs, I listened to this first one I'm going to play today, actually. I don't remember why I came across it. But this is a duo from the UK called Superior Cornrows. I knew one of their songs before. It's called Test Me. Absolute banger. I think it's like UK bassline is the genre. I don't know. But you can tell it's just aggressively British. But this one, we got some like heavy hardcore, UK hardcore. You know, they're very related. But this is great. It's called Badfellas, Nice Day Vibe. And then after that, we have our first footwork song. I think it's the only one, actually. But it's called One Star by DJ PayPal. And shout out to Jack from Melisma for putting me onto DJ PayPal the other day. I listened to the Buy Now EP. And it's just incredible. I'm a big fan of the kind of footwork that's like more influenced by other electronic genres. So this DJ PayPal immediately clicked with me. But we're not going to be playing anything from that EP. I'm going back to the first one. It's called Why. And the song off of this EP is called One Star. And then after that, we're going to be hitting you with the Gabber. I've been playing a lot of Gabber as of late. But we've got The Flow, original mix by Jeremy. And yeah, I think this will be an interesting little hardcore sandwich, some footwork in the middle for y'all. And yeah, after that we got some more good stuff. And I don't know, not too much to say until we get to the SoundCloud part. That's where it's gonna get interesting. But let's get into it.
check it out.
Bad fellas, bad fellas.
Welcome back, guys. Oh, wait. Hold up. I'm getting called. I'm going to have to put you guys on hold real quick.
You used to call me on my cell phone. Hey, night when you came by. Call me on my cell phone. Hey, night when you came by. If I know in that hotline bling, that you know only me one thing.
All right, sorry about that, guys. We're back. forgot to mention that the very first song I played before I did my little introduction was We Is We by Kalius Beats, featuring Problem Child. Awesome Grenade and Soca song. And then after that, y'all heard some crazy techno and footwork. We've got Bad Fellas, Nice Day Vibe by Superior Cornrows. Awesome little UK hardcore song. Followed by One Star by DJ PayPal. Cool footwork producer, and then the Flow original mix by Jeremy. I believe he's Dutch Gabber producer. Now, most of the Gabber artists I've been listening to are Dutch, which makes sense, you know. The scene did, in fact, start in Rotterdam, with a relevant scene in Amsterdam as well. And a lot of beef there, but we're going to be moving on a little bit. We're going to stay with the 90s for one more song, you know. The Flow was released in 1995, but we're going to go back a few years to 1993 for now an Austrian techno duo called Ilse Gold. I found this song Up from a cool like video series that I watched on YouTube. It was, so they brought a lot of like these old school Gabber artists and some new faces in the general hardcore scene to play like guess that tune kind of style game. It was pretty cool. I found a lot of cool stuff, you know, from that early rave scene. And yeah, so this is one of them, Up by Ilse Gold, banger. Then after that, we're gonna switch it up a little bit. We've got Molly Wapen XD, Bay Area Free Verse by High C. Cool rap influenced by electronic music. And then we've got some Nano Ray, awesome electronic artist from Nebraska, I believe. We got BLK equals HL333. And I'm very excited to show these to y'all. Hope y'all enjoy them.
Nigga, shout out to your main bitch. Shout out to the pack, them high seeping on his base shit. I'm rolling on that thiz, them I'm on my Mac Dre shit. I'm rocking out a show, I got these bitches going ape shit. Your bitch is trying to fuck, I told her send me the location. It's Mr. LSD on my tongue and my brain glitch. I mix the shrooms with Lena, got me on a different wavelength. Beat up on a bitch, I can't fuck her if she basic. Poster on the gram, I know she just trying to get famous. My niggas dress blind, them high C1 super saiyan. You talking about them bands like you trying to speak my language. You 15 for a show, 500 for a placement. It's Mr. Bloody Nice leaving prints on the pavement. Knock that bitch nigga out, damn I got that nigga planking. Bloody ass spray, that's what the fucking nigga drinking.
Bloodbath,
bitch, that's my Asian persuasion. This 120 for the grand, bitch, it's no negotiation. Bitch is hella down bad, sucking dick for that casement. And what's up with these fans, man, these niggas on that strange shit. I'm on Twitter running wild with these fake allegations. Young niggas switched up, man, these niggas on that fake shit. Fucking down the high C, I'ma curse him like a Haitian. Little bro used to skate, now this nigga catching cases. Little nigga fresh out, still riding with that stainless. Pulling with my big bro, and you know they on the same shit. All my niggas either rap trap, skin, or they take shit.
Darkness, bitch, come unto me.
I can't hit my shot at every bad bitch I know, them I can't break. Pretty ass smoke, that's why I'm cooling on a beach with. She dropped a point of Molly in the boss and told me drink this. A lot of pussies hating on the gang, so I'm eat this. Pussy niggas suck my dick with your main bitch lips. Still trying to get clout with that weak ass bitch. Made your rent in 3 days, spend it on outfit, pussy. These pussy niggas mad cause I glowed up. Cut a pair of ice creams off that ice cream truck. Put that drink on freeze, high tech bloody red slut. V12 orange dodge with the cherry red guts. Pretty boy high C, make your main bitch blush. Fucking all these niggas hoes, tell you why they hate us. Fucking with a broke nigga, yeah, she finally gave up. Went and fucked the whole gang and that nigga still cuffed. In the party 10 deep in case a pussy tryna run. Pouring bloody red Sprite, then I'm pouring blood puddles. Niggas tryna read the play like we standing in a huddle. I can throw your ass a play, but little nigga don't fuck. Running up these bands, bitch, I'm flexing like a monk. Yo, bitch, back shots, pull her hair like Rapunzel. Look, your bitch in a pic, now that nigga is a cuckoo. Bitch, brain so good, make a nigga legs buckle. Subi jeans, BB Simmons belt buckle. Tone Glock 9, bitch, I'm not tryna tussle. With that bitch, we can't fuck, but I'm not tryna cuddle. I'm the type to leave a bitch hard in pieces like a puzzle.
Bitch,
yeah. Hey, tell her what my name is.
Bitch,
yes,
bitch.
Yeah.
Tell her what my name is. Go, go, go.
I see, bitch.
Yours to God, and go back to the grave of our ancestors, where we should never have interrupted your eternal.
Hey, this is Kate Pearson from the B-52s for Rad. Getting drunk is your own business, but when you drive drunk, you make it everybody's business. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible, plan ahead, and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you. Love Shack, baby,
Love Shack. Love Shack. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hello. Welcome to the second part of the show. This is where it gets serious. This is the SoundCloud and Bandcamp section. But before that, let's sum up what you just heard. Y'all heard Up by Ilse Gold, followed by Molly Wapen XD, Bay Area Free Verse by High C, and then BLK equals HL333 by Nano Ray. And before we get into this chaotic little section, I want to talk about something that's been on my mind recently. Something that only the real Future Funk fans know. If you listen to Future Funk at all back in the day, like 2016 or so, you may or may not know an artist by the name of Awkwafina. this is a visionary artist. I won't say too much right now because I want to talk about the song after. You know, all this artistic visionary stuff. But I just want to let the music speak for itself. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, maybe my lower explanation will change your mind. But we have a song off of the Classic Disco Tracks EP, Classic Future Funk Volume 1, back from 2016, arguably Awkwafina's magnum opus. And I cannot say the song name on air. I mean, it's in Japanese, but the translation is it simply won't do. It's hot P word. That's as far as I'll go on air, but you can fill in the rest. But I'll let y'all listen, and then we can talk about it after. This is, I don't know, just a figure that everyone should know. Like, Awkwafina's like the Lil B of the future funk scene. Something along those lines. I don't know what the comparison should be, but this is your favorite artist. If you know, you know. That's simply how it is with Awkwafina. Let's just give it a listen. You just have to hear this visionary music for yourself. No one was doing it like him back in the day. Let's get into it. So after hearing that, you might be wondering, who is Awkwafina? Well, I am here to explain everything to you. I actually recently rewatched the stellar documentary, The Awkwafina Story. Let's see. I have to look it up again. Because it was like Awkwafina Story documentary plus unearthed DJ set. This is scripture right here. 28 minutes of realness, made by the one and only Camino 84. But this is a great refresher on the legendary legacy of Awkwafina. So Awkwafina is a Paraguayan artist who was making waves in the future funk scene back in 2015, 2016 or so. And their claim to fame is this wonderful Disco Tracks EP. I just played a song off of that. And if you get it, you get it. Like, that's real music right there. But the crazy thing about Awkwafina is that he tragically passed away in 2016, actually. And his family took over his accounts. You know, so I will read to you the bio that was updated on SoundCloud. You know, it was a tragic story, but here we go. This is his mom writing. So we have, "Hi all, this is Roses. I am Awkwafina's mother. Many of you have come to know my son Jose, or as you called him, Paraguay. I had sad news. Jose Paraguay Fabuc passed away yesterday in our home in Villarrica, Paraguay. At apparently 2:40 p.m., our abuelo found Jose dead in his room. The doctors tell us his heart stopped after too many prescription Viagra pills. My husband, Mael, and I will be logging into the Awkwafina accounts and shutting them down with the coming of this news. Thank you for understanding in our moments of grief. We appreciate all your condolences and ask that in lieu of flowers, you reach out to the governments worldwide about prescription Viagra abuse. Rest in peace, Jose Paraguay Awkwafina Fabuc. You are a pride to our country and our family, and we will miss you every day." Well, rest in peace, legend. He was so young. Unfortunately, his Twitter is down, but he had many, many tweets about abusing Viagra and having eight-hour-long effects from that, and wanting to have relations with anime girls and things of that nature. But, and if you click on his Facebook, it redirects to Drake, which I think is absolutely hilarious. But rest in peace, GOAT. You will be missed. And there's just so much lore there. Like, I went on his SoundCloud, and I won't be playing more of it, but there's some legitimately great stuff here. What else? Oh, he used to diss everyone in the scene. There's an well-deserved Est's diss track on there. I think a lot of stuff is deleted now. A lot of lost media here. But, you know, I just needed to talk about this because the people need to know about Awkwafina's legacy. And on the original Bandcamp page, there was like a vinyl for like 100 copies, like $20, and it, like, mysteriously sold out, even though there's like no evidence of anyone owning it. And then hilariously in 2020, Coruspect Records made a repress of a deluxe edition with some formerly unreleased bonus tracks, which is absolutely incredible. And yeah, that documentary is quite the watch. You get a lot of lore there, but I think it's up to you to decide whether this is a real person or just some inside joke from the future funk scene. But I choose to believe Awkwafina, rest in peace, GOAT. But yeah, I think that about does it for that. Look into that if you would like. But let's get into the SoundCloud. We only have I don't know, 17 minutes left. Let's make the most of it. I have some bangers here. Let's just get into it. I'm not even gonna say anything. Let's go.
Gavo, 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 g
Incredible stuff. I hope you've all been, have been enjoying so far. So y'all heard Super Takason Shy by DJ Ramemis, mixing the funky with the K-pop. You got Super Shy by NewJeans. And then we heard Triple Jump by Lug and Jay the Mixer. Crazy Jersey Club song. And then lastly, you heard Orita Volta Desgramada, Baile da Albania by DJ Alan Fialho. Crazy, crazy stuff. Apparently, like, some of these, like, Brazilian producers will just make, like, these songs, like, with, like, the theme of a country, and that one was Albania. So hope you all enjoyed that. Absolute banger. I played some Alan Fialho on the last show as well. I need to tap into his discography more. But next up, I want to play some more Jersey Club, and then a surprise, I don't know. And then we'll close out with a song I've been discussing with my friend today. This song's nuts. There's nothing like it. Maybe I'll say what it is near the end, but I don't know. I don't have much to say. I just want to let the music talk right now. Hope y'all think that too. I'm having a good time. Let's get back into the Jersey Club. Screw it. I've been finding these on like Twitter, like everywhere. Insane stuff. Let's go. Jersey is in the house, baby. Oops. That was a super shy future funk remix. No. This is Random Shh by Cam Alone and MG Berto. Let's get it.
You can turn it up. Stop.
Have a nigga thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong. You don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake alone. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one that never get confused with. Cause baby, you my everything.
you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say, you the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the fucking best, you the fucking best. You the best I ever had, best I ever had.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed Random by Cam Alone and MG Berto. And then I just played a little bit of a Best I Ever Had Nightcore version by Drake. I've been thinking about this one a lot as well today. Mainly because the thumbnail for this video is incredible. It says, F butterflies, I feel like the whole zoo when I'm with you. And then there's two anime characters kissing on it. And it's like this monochrome, like black and white, but with like a this like washed out like 2014 filter on it. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Actually, this was uploaded in 2016, but that checks out as well. But me and who for real. But anyway, I'm going to close out the show. This has been Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much for listening. And the surprise closing song is going to be the Make No Sense Jumpstyle remix by Shadow Wizard Money Gang. This song's absolutely unhinged. Talking about a jack today. But thank you very much for listening and enjoy. I'll see you all, I think, next week. The winter schedule has been extended, I'm pretty sure. But good night, y'all.
Beware. This song will possess your soul.
I am schizophrenic and have a gun. I'm gonna make no sense.